Chapter 4. Coffee Culture. The first Starbucks coffee shop opened in 1971 in downtown Seattle, Washington, in the United States. It was a small coffee shop that roasted its own coffee beans. The coffee shop's business did well, and by 1981, there were three more Starbucks stores in Seattle. Things really began to change for the company in 1981. That year, Howard Schultz met the three men who ran Starbucks. Schultz worked in New York for a company that made kitchen equipment. He noticed that Starbucks ordered a large number of special coffee makers, and he was curious about the company. Schultz went to Seattle to see what Starbucks did, and he liked what he saw. He wanted to become part of the company. In 1982, the original Starbucks owners hired Schultz as the company's head of marketing. In 1983, Schultz traveled to Italy. The unique atmosphere of the espresso bars there caught his eye. To Schultz, it seemed that Italians spend their daily lives in three places: home, work, and the coffee bars. His experience in Italy gave Schultz a new idea for Starbucks back in Seattle. Schultz created an atmosphere for Starbucks coffee shops that was comfortable and casual, and customers everywhere seemed like it. Between 1987 and 1992, Starbucks opened 150 new stores, and that was only the beginning. As a matter of fact, by the year 2000, three new Starbucks stores opened somewhere around the world every day. Today, Starbucks has thousands of stores, including stores in 26 countries. Only one thing helps make Starbucks succeed in cities outside the United States is the way Starbucks works with local stores and restaurants. By working together with a store already in the city, Starbucks gains an understanding of customers in the city. This understanding helps Starbucks open stores in the right location for their customers.